Good evening and welcome to Missions in Our Backyard, and it's a thrill for me week in and week out to talk to different individuals doing something outside the church, because that's what missions is. Go ye into all the world, and you know God's got a mission for you. Listen, we've had people on here that felt led to take sewing machines over to Africa, and you know, so it's all about doing something, but in the process of doing it, what's the purpose? And the purpose, obviously, is to fulfill the Great Commission. Please welcome David Ferris. David has got a wonderful ministry. So we're going to talk about it. It's relevant for today, and he needs your prayer.
Yes.
So, David, welcome to our program.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got so much to talk about in 13 minutes.
Yes, we
tell them a little bit about yourself. Are you a Mainer?
No, I'm not. I'm
okay.
So sorry.
All right. How long have you been in Maine?
My wife is a Mainer, and that's kind of how I get in.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We let you in that way.
Thanks a lot. I went to faith school of theology, and that's my first exposure to Maine. And then God blessed me with a wonderful wife, Sharon Deering, who is now Sharon Ferris.
And you've been here for a lot of years now.
Yes, we have. Off and on. Sharon said, I will go with you over to Africa, but as long as you allow me to live in Maine when I'm not
there, you
in
go.
Africa,
well, that's so. That's a fair swap.
So we did a fair swap.
Talk about your salvation experience.
Yes, well, it's a little unusual. My dad being in Massachusetts. My dad worked for Raytheon, which is one of the biggest companies, and we ended up living in France. And the Lord gave me French that way, and He also let me go to Kuwait, and I was there from 1979 to 1981. And while I was there, my parents had come to the Lord, amazing salvation. They had been Unitarians and come to Jesus, had lost their faith, and come back to Christ. But I had to take a little longer, got to Kuwait. And while we were in Kuwait, a missionary came. I was interested in the end times, and I had read The Late Great Planet Earth. I was all interested about what God had said about the future. And right about that time, a missionary came from India, who was an Australian, and he came and shared the gospel with me.
Wow.
It took time to do that. And then he had a service that night at the church, and I came forward, and I was crying, and my mom was so excited. And
wow.
The world seemed bluer, the sky seemed bluer, and the ground seemed, you know, just everything greener. Everything just
wow
opened up.
Interesting story. And I could spend the whole 13 minutes talking about a salvation experience. Because if you don't know Jesus today, you need to find Him.
Amen.
But an Australian from India to Kuwait. All right.
Yeah, so that could
who found a Massachusetts person there and opened his eyes to the salvation message.
Yeah.
I mean, how much better than that to get? Listen, we've got so much to talk about. First, let's talk about the modern translation of the Wycliffe New Testament Bible,
yes,
which is in modern day. I mean, really, it's interesting. And I know we could spend the whole show on this,
yes,
but there's a wonderful ministry behind this. At least talk a little bit about this. This
sure
is available, by the way, at Lamb's Bookstore right here in Bangor. And it's the modern translation of the Wycliffe New Testament Bible.
Yeah,
tell them the difference. What's so interesting about this New Testament?
Well, I was in a position where I had switched from being with Wycliffe Bible translators to go to the Assemblies of God, which was because I had working in Chad, I felt like I really had to be getting involved in some ministry to reach out to people, because they were dying without Jesus before we got that Bible translation finished. And we was like, we have to make sure we do something for them. So Assemblies of God allowed that to be more possible. So I joined Assemblies of God, and I had this huge budget to raise. And I got a call, and someone said, you are not going to be able to, if you don't make your budget in the next 3 months, you are going to be taken off the field. You're not going to be able to go. And in my heart, I was like, Lord, I've got to go. These people need to hear about Jesus. I have the Bible. I've done a Gospel of Luke in their language, and we have so many more books to get done in that language. We've got to do something. And then the Lord that night put this on my heart. At the night I received that phone call, I was up all night, and the Lord said, you know, get this Bible into this language, and God will use, you know, I just like, and it, when what it, and so I started working on it, and there was a publisher, and the Lord brought that all together, and we ended up getting this, because it's like, we want to make sure people over there get a chance to hear the Word of God. I use the talents I have in translation to try to bring that to people. With starting with the first guy who ever did a translation, John Wycliffe.
Give us just an example. What would be different?
Yeah. Well,
they're sitting reading their Bible, whether right. they got a King James or an NIV or whatever right. version they have.
Yeah.
What would be different about this modern translation? Right.
Well, one of the things that's the specialty thing things is that we use the Textus Receptus as our basis. And what we did is there were times when he used the Latin, John Wycliffe used the Latin Vulgate. We went to the Textus Receptus, which is the same one used for the King James, mm-hmm. for Young's, and for some of the older translations. You know that maybe there's some modern texts that are used for the Greek, and that concerned me when people were taking verses out of the Bible. And so we all those verses that have been taken out of modern translations, they're there in Ungers, wow. number one. And number two, John Wycliffe was trying to get the Bible to be understood for his people. And that's what we do as translators. That's, you know, we're trying to communicate. We kind of get to know the culture of the people, and we try to bring the Bible times to people that so they can understand
yes.
it. And so John Wycliffe doing that, when he was talking about going to the cities and towns, he didn't say cities. He said these are the castles. And when Jesus was arrested, he wasn't arrested by soldiers. He was arrested by knights. And that's what John Wycliffe said. And we kept that. And then he appeared not before the priests, but he appeared before the bishops. And so there's weird things like that that he did to try to help people to understand.
Yeah.
We kept those so that people could kind of get a feel of how people thought in the Middle Ages.
Right. Absolutely. Taking them back to their culture and their yes, times.
That's right.
You know, wonderful, wonderful. And we could spend the rest of the program there. And if you think this is interesting, we're going to go another step. I have sitting in front of me a computer chip, okay, with the language of the Sahara Desert on it, okay?
Yes.
It's a little computer chip that you can stick in your computer. Yes. We're living in that age. Tell us what's on this chip.
Well, Brother Obi, look, there's even a little slot in the place where you can pull out a little smaller piece.
Oh, yeah.
And that actually goes into a cell phone. That's the main part of what we're doing as we've been translating for this Villa language in the Sahara Desert. I was feeling a little frustrated because I was having a hard time finding people to work with us on the translation. And the Lord said, put that radio program that you did in the language you work in the Sahara, put that on one of those cards. And I did that just around the time that Ramadan, the time when the Muslims have been fasting and pleading with God to forgive their sins of the year.
Wow.
And we got those together, and some kids came to our door asking, like they do every year, asking for money and for some candy. And I didn't give them money or candy. I gave them one of those cards.
Wow.
And they took them home. And while they were gone, they were gone, and a week later, or a few days later, we actually had some knocks on the door. And as they were knocking on the door, they asked their older brothers were there. They said, "Are you the guy who gave that card with those stories on them to our brothers?" And I looked up to the Lord. I said, "Lord, you got to help me with this." And then I looked at them and I said, "I am a Christian, so I had to tell the truth." I said, "Yes, that was me. We want one too." And so the brothers wanted some too. And wow. I'm in a strongly Muslim town, and they wanted to have the Bible, and they wanted to have these stories that were Bible stories. It was the New Testament, and well, these are lessons that start from Adam and Eve and go all the way to Jesus, and actually have an invitation to ask Jesus into your heart. That was what on the cards that they wanted to have.
Wow, wow.
And before it was done in 18 months, we had given out over 5,000 of these cards in three different languages in that village, that
Amazing.
Strongly Muslim area that we were in.
My guest tonight, David Ferris. David is right here local. You can catch David at david@dsm. That's D as in dog, S as in Sam, M as in money, dsm.world. That's Desert Springs Ministries, okay? You can find them online. You can find out about this. But you talk about an important ministry, reaching the Muslims for Christ. How relevant is that for today? I mean, that's where it's at. I mean, we're in America, and I know we're in a mess. But the bottom line is, with so much being said, and, you know, this is a fabulous, fabulous ministry. We've only got about 3 and 3.5 minutes left. And first of all, I just wanted you to get a flavor of what this is. How could they participate? What can they do for you, David? I know they can pray for this ministry that you're doing. How many are involved in it? Tell us a little bit about the ministry. ministry, Desert Springs Ministries.
Yeah. Desert Springs Ministries has been started to be able to get the cards out to the get the Bible out in cards to the refugees in the crisis that has been going on in Europe. Maybe people have been that are listening today have heard. I've seen some of the pictures of the dinghies that people have been crossing the Mediterranean to try to get to a place of freedom. When they get there, we want them. There are people that are going to give them water. They're going to give them food. They're going to give them a shelter. They're going to give them all sorts of things, even education. But what we do is we give them hope.
Wow.
We give them a chance to be able to, you know, to ask, to understand why was their house burned down and was their neighbor shot. As they want, like I have a story of a friend who was sitting. That friend was who's a missionary. She's watching a video as he's sitting, as the neighbor, as this man is listening to this, to watching this video. And he's saying, and as this is happening, the story about this house being burned down, this neighbor being shot dead, it's being watched on this car, on this phone. He's saying, why did this happen? Why did this happen? Well, we're bringing the answer of why. We're bringing hope through the Psalms and through the Proverbs. And we help them to know that there is someone who died on the cross for their sins so that they don't have to die in jihad.
Wow. We got about 2.5 minutes left. I always love to leave the audience with, what can I do? What can I do? This is what you're doing. It's a great ministry. No. It's unbelievable what you're doing. What can they do for you?
Well, you know, actually, I'm not the one doing it. I mean, we're doing this together. We're part of a team. And so we're asking people to join us as part of the team. We need prayer warriors. We need people that are going to donate. We're looking to raise up a group of people called, it's called the Desert Springs Advanced Tactical Team. And we're looking to get a group of people that'll stand around us to join to work with us, and we're just going to work together to get the word of God, and they can find out about that on the website.
Wow, Desert Springs Ministries. Yes. You can find that. And David is available. David's local, by the way. David at dsm.world, WORLD. And, you know, the language of the Sahara Desert, it's not only in computer form, but it's in cell phone form.
Yes.
Okay. And don't forget the Wycliffe New Testament Bible. If you're interested in the modern day translation, it's available right here at Lamb's. David, we've packed a lot in 13 and a half minutes.
How do we do that? I don't know.
Thank you for coming and visiting. Give me your last, what have we missed? If we missed anything at all in the last 60 seconds that we need to get out to the public?
Well, I was standing out on the out on Bar Harbor. I don't know if any of the audience heard me. I was standing as people were coming into Bar Harbor with a sign saying, please help me get back to Africa. And I was, because we're trying to get the message out. We're struggling to try to get to the place where we have what we need to be able to do this ministry full time. In the meantime, we're just kind of doing it as we have the chance, first part of the week, and that the rest of the week we're just kind of frustrated. But if people could just be praying that need would be met and that we would be able to see the victory in that.
How much of a financial need is that?
We have a need for about $1,200 a month to be able to come in on a regular basis.
$1,200
yes.
A month. David Ferris, my guest tonight. David at dsm.world. If you are interested in a personal contact, you call us right here at the radio station. We'll give you that information. David, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
God bless you and what you're doing. This is an absolutely incredible thing that's being done to reach the Muslims and tell them about Jesus Christ, the real one true God. And if you're into that and you want to help David, I'll tell you what, we could encourage him by sending him a nice gift. But you can do that right through the station, or you can contact him, David at dsm.world. God bless. Have a wonderful evening. David, thanks.
Thank you.